I just want to start this by how I move my right hand. I move my right hand down, and then as I move it up, the fifth string sounds, and it's constant. So, but I want to pick out the notes that I want to hear in the melody. And that's when I will do that and drop my thumb, but my hand still keeps moving all the time, as best I can. So the first phrase is a simple slide from the first fret on the first string to the second fret on the first string. Then you strike the second string, and then third string. You might hear the fifth string softly in the background. Now the second phrase is a little more complicated, and what you do is you place two fingers, whether you want to use your first and second and your third, or your second, third, and your pinky, it doesn't really matter. But the first finger goes on the fifth string, the fifth fret of the fifth of the first string, and the second finger goes on the sixth fret of the second string. And then you also play the seventh fret on the first string. So you get a sound like this. Go back to the first phrase and end it with, and there's a drop thumb to the second open second string, and then I like to come down and drone on the fourth string fairly often for certain tunes, and this one works. So you have first part in D and going to G, in the transition you're playing the third fret on the middle string, and you're going into a G chord, which is second fret on the third string and third fret on the first string. I play out of chord positions a lot, so you can always refer to my chord chart. So it's a pull off, slide, open first string, open second string, and then G chord, second fret, second, third string, and third fret, first string. Then pull up on the first string. Then going up to the fifth fret on the first string, but then come back to that G chord. Strings with your ring finger and pinky, and the first finger plays the third fret on the first string. So. fourth string just before you hit that chord, so you get